63 years after World War II, the hunt goes on for Nazi-era war criminals. We heard a few days ago on this program of a hunt in Chile. And just last week, the Justice Department accused an 86-year-old man near Seattle of having served in a notorious police unit of the SS. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Peter Egner immigrated from Yugoslavia in the 1960s, finding work in restaurants around the Pacific Northwest. He seems to have made a good impression on people, which may explain the current state of shock at his retirement community, a woodsy place just down the street from Microsoft. One of his neighbors, Maria Milosova, says nobody had any idea.
He moved in here like I moved in, but do they know about me? I also came from Europe.
Milosova, who immigrated from Czechoslovakia, says all she knows is what the government says, that Egner served in the SS, and she gives him the benefit of the doubt, especially because he was so young at the time.
If you are in the army, German army, and you are 19, you know what is it? Maul halten und weiter dienen.
That's German for shut your mouth and keep serving.
So, you know, life is not easy. Life is not a straight white line.
But the government says Egner did more than just keep his head down. It wants to strip him of his U.S. citizenship because investigators say that when he immigrated, he concealed the fact that he'd been a guard and an interpreter for a special SS police unit in Belgrade, a unit that killed thousands of civilians. His lawyer, Robert Gibbs, says the government has not shown that Egner was personally responsible for any crimes.
This guy was like a private. It just seems that they're really reaching to the bottom of the barrel in terms of level of involvement of people.
Are these individuals Hitler and Eichmann? No, but in general, the victims themselves never encountered Hitler and Eichmann.
Eli Rosenbaum is often called the Justice Department's top Nazi hunter. He can't talk specifically about his case against Egner, but he rejects the idea that he's going after the small fry.
To their victims, these are the perpetrators of the Holocaust and other Nazi crimes.
As the perpetrators of the Holocaust die off, Rosenbaum's Office of Special Investigations has been asked to broaden its scope. He says cases from other conflicts now make up most of the OSI's work. But so far, those cases have resulted in relatively few charges. Pamela Merchant is executive director of the Center for Justice and Accountability, a human rights organization in San Francisco.
The Justice Department has had a very strong mission of focusing on the former Nazis, which they've done for many, many years. This more expanded mission of looking at human rights abusers from other countries is a relatively new idea, and my sense is that the DOJ is still in a ramping up posture.
Eli Rosenbaum acknowledges that his office finds modern war crimes cases to be more challenging. For example, there's less of a paper trail in Rwanda, he says, than there was in bureaucratic Nazi Germany.
We don't have much documentary evidence, if any. The modern cases tend to be witness-driven. Witness testimony is often difficult to find, but we'll be filing cases, and they'll be very important cases.
In the meantime, he's still filing the World War II cases. The OSI currently has 15 Nazi-era defendants in court, and he says there are twice as many under investigation. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.